Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Good to be with you this chilly day, but we're warming up in the studio. We've got some friends from here in the St. Louis area. We're going to talk with our friends from Emmaus Lutheran Church and Thrive St. Louis. And January is always a great time to talk about human life and the sanctity of human life, caring for human life. Any time of the year is good, but certainly that the topic comes up quite a bit this time of year. So we're going to talk with our friends from Thrive St. Louis and Emmaus Lutheran Church here in St. Louis in just a moment. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting this program. You can find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin on our website, kfuo.org. Go to that sponsor section. You can find the CUW logo in the sponsor section there. Go check it out, kfuo.org, and look for CUW in the sponsor section. Joining me in studio today, we have a number of friends, some of our friends from Thrive St. Louis and Emmaus Lutheran Church here in St. Louis. We have Rebecca Mays, volunteer recruiter, and here at Emmaus Lutheran Church here in St. Louis. Rebecca Mays, welcome back to KFUO.
Good morning, Andy.
And it's good to have you back. We got to talk not too long ago on His Time, and we had a conversation that, In that short amount of time, we didn't get to cover everything, and I know that you guys have so much more to share about what's going on in Emmaus and the partnership with Thrive, so glad to have you here. Also, Reverend Dr. John Helwig, pastor at Emmaus Lutheran Church in St. Louis. Pastor, good to have you with us this morning.
It's a pleasure to be back with you again, Andy.
And also joining us in studio today, Carla Hagen, the center manager for Thrive St. Louis over at the Central West End. Carla, good to have you here today.
Thank you.
And also joining us in studio, Brenda Petruso with Parent University and Best Choice Sexual Integrity Program here at Thrive in St. Louis. Brenda, good to have you in studio today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, last time we talked, we kind of got an idea of what is Thrive and what's the partnership between Thrive St. Louis and Emmaus. But for our listeners who didn't get to hear that story, let's revisit this. What is Thrive St. Louis? What is Thrive St. Louis all about?
Andy, Thrive provides a very positive option and medical services to young ladies who are experiencing crisis pregnancies. And how this works is that we like to walk alongside them with programs and services during their pregnancy and then work with them after the baby is here so that they become thriving members of society and independent of government programs.
So this is a way of caring for women and who have an unplanned pregnancy and really answering questions for them and providing for their needs. How do you go about doing that? How do you even approach the subject? What is your presence like in the neighborhoods here in St. Louis?
Well, first of all, Thrive is a faith-based organization, and we provide life-affirming and healthy choices to young women who are experiencing that crisis pregnancy, as well as sexual integrity education for young women in our middle and our high schools. And so Thrive has three brick-and-mortar locations here in the city of St. Louis. Our national headquarters is located in the Central West End on Lindell, which is the center that I manage. It's right near the Basilica. And then we also have a center in the St. Charles area on Mid Rivers Mall Drive, and also in North County in a strip mall on St. Charles Rock Road next to Applebee's. And what's exciting too is that we have two medical mobile centers that is basically, it looks like a camping van, and it's very, very large, and it holds, here again, too, the free pregnancy tests and ultrasound materials. So we have Kent, who is parked across the street from Planned Parenthood. Kent, by the way, stands for Knights Evangelizing New Territories. And then we have another mobile, Sue, who stands for Such Unique Evangelism, and she is parked on the north side of the St. Louis City area. And we've got one more new mobile center coming into the play, and his name is Jake, and he's going to serve the college campuses in our area.
Well, very good. So it really covering a broad areas, you know, they're covering quite a bit of the St. Louis area and doing that in ways that are creative in order to meet those needs of the community, not just brick and mortar buildings, but using other means in order to really get into the neighborhoods, to get into the community and meet those needs. How is Thrive St. Louis connected to Emmaus? Who wants to, Pastor or Rebecca, who wants to take that?
Well, part of what Thrive does is they have a program called Parent University. And one of the things that I really appreciate about this is that so often you hear people charge that the pro-life community, you really don't care about them. You just want them to save the baby, but then you're going to don't really care about mm-hmm. the mother's net. And this is one of those places that shows that to be completely false. Rather, this is a course that is just short of year long, essentially year long, of helping to equip these women either just before or just after the baby is born. And many are kind of bridging that, start before, give birth, and then afterwards with the various tools they need to help raise the child. And what we do at Emmaus is that we've been providing, number one, a space for this class to take place at, but also then child care for the evening class that Emmaus does. But the other thing that we do is that at the beginning of the class, there's a half-hour Bible study that either I lead as the pastor of Emmaus, or else I have some other pastors that will assist me when my schedule won't allow me to be there on a mm-hmm. given time to share God's word with them. And I developed with this a schedule of going through all of Scripture in bite-sized pieces, as far as a little bit at a time, starting off with, as we're about to ramp up again, with Genesis and God's creation, and taking them through the main story of Scripture, because it's an interesting and very eclectic group. You have some that are there who really know Scripture well. And you have others there that have virtually no knowledge of Scripture and of God's word at all. And so this is a chance to share God's word with them. And so we're trying to care for these people as whole souls, not just a physical being, but also as a spiritual being. And not segregating that out, that we're only going to care for one or the other, but rather it's a partnership that allows us to care for that person as a whole being, showing them the love of Christ and helping them through their immediate needs, as well as preparing them for the years to come, so that hopefully they won't find themselves in crisis again in the future.
We've described this as a partnership, and that's certainly what I hear and see here. Why is a partnership like this so important and so valuable? What does, for Emmaus, what does Thrive bring to Emmaus? And we'll talk in just a little bit about the importance for Thrive to connect with congregations.
Well, yeah, I can speak to that, definitely. Emmaus, as we talked about on the previous show, is a very small congregation in inner city St. Louis. We have very active and passionate members, but just not a lot of manpower. Mm-hmm. We are all very passionate about the pro-life movement, about supporting our community. We have a mission statement that includes dedicated, caring service to our neighbor and our community, reaching out boldly to them with the gospel. But we can't do that by ourselves. We've realized that. And so we were blessed with the connection to Thrive last spring, which allowed us to use the assets, the resources that we had as a small congregation, which was a vacant school building. And another resource we had was just the network of friends from other churches that we have connected to and asked to help support us, help provide the manpower, the volunteer hours, and so forth, to help with the childcare, to help with the meal that we provide, to, as Pastor Helwig said, to help with some of the Bible study leadership. So it has allowed us to make a huge impact with Thrive, to touch the lives of these young women, their children, their families. And we're just thrilled with having been given that opportunity.
What does it mean to be able to connect with these young women, as you said, to be able to connect with them, to serve for them, care for them? Why is that important as Christians? Why is it important? You mentioned earlier that as a congregation, you're certainly very concerned about the pro-life movement. What does it mean to be able to? Some might say, there's just so much going on in our community that you're only reaching, just a handful of people. Why is it important to be able to reach even just those few handful of people?
Because the power of the gospel is huge. Even if it's in the life of one person, that's an eternal, that's of eternal significance to touch that one life with the power of the gospel. Through, again, the Bible study that Pastor Helwig and other pastors provide, through the biblical teaching that happens within the Thrive course, which I just love. I'm there almost every week and hear the scriptures and Christ brought into almost every conversation, every teaching opportunity. And those lives touch other lives. These mothers, these fathers, and we do have many of them come to the class, are raising children. And so that planting of the seed can have such significance, great significance. It seems small, but mm-hmm. it's not.
Sure.
I'm reminded too how when Jesus was challenged, what is the greatest commandment? He didn't stop at one. He gave two. He said, the first and greatest commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. But then he goes on, the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. And so this is one aspect in which we are trying to fulfill that second greatest commandment, to love our neighbors as ourselves and to be there and to show that compassion for them. And if anything, I think recent events have shown how important this is. As we look at the events here in St. Louis recently, with what's happened in Ferguson and even police shooting in South St. Louis, not really that far from Emmaus, and other events, this has kind of drawn a spotlight to it. And one of the things that has frustrated me personally is that you have all these people who are getting up in arms about this or that, but we're looking at surface things as a whole, as a society. What's the root problems? It is a breakdown of the family. It is a lack of love of the neighbor. It's a breakdown of Christian faith as well, to mm-hmm. be perfectly honest. And this is an opportunity that we as a church partnering with Thrive are able to start to make a difference and trying to hit the root causes, trying to not only save and value these young lives, but also to help these young parents be better equipped to take care of their own lives, to take care of the next generation, so that hopefully many of these trends that tend to be repeated generation after generation, that cycle can be broken finally. And so we're trying to actually, through this, make the real lasting changes that making demonstrations and other things aren't going to really do. But it's got to be one-on-one, sharing God's love with other people, both in the word of the gospel and living it out. Because if they don't see you living it out and actually being there for them, they're not going to believe that you're really serious about the gospel either.
Why should this be important? What do you want the person who doesn't live in South City, in South St. Louis, to know? So the person who doesn't live in this, why would this be important for someone who doesn't live in St. Louis, who doesn't live in that part of St. Louis? What is it that we can learn from this? What do you want that person to know?
Well, I guess part of it was going to be that, you know, we need to do this, and we need to find ways to put our faith into action and to be sharing the love of Christ, be it in our own neighborhoods or possibly being willing to come alongside Emmaus and Thrive or other such organizations, you know, and help there as well. Obviously, every neighborhood, every area mm-hmm. has got its own challenges and that. But, you know, one of the things that from me personally, for years, I have felt passionately about the need to preserve these precious children that our society is throwing away, often literally throwing away in abortion, or else the parents aren't raising them and aren't equipped to raise them and are being kind of thrown away. And yet, there's certain not, well, what can I do? Well, now here's an opportunity that I can be a part of that. This is a place where those who are, say, out elsewhere in the greater St. Louis area could come and, volunteer to help us, say one Thursday a month or one Thursday every other month, and be making a difference. Mm-hmm. As much as I love and admire the wonderful work that they're doing at Thrive, most of us can't be there all the time to help them, but we can be there occasionally to help them. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is personally, I'd like us all to start thinking more deeply about what are the root problems so that we can actually start to address that. Because when we get behind the facade and get down to the root problems, we start finding that God's word does speak to it, and in very real and powerful ways. And we have to get through that to seek those ways to do it, as we're trying to do in this case with the problems of not only abortion, but teen pregnancy and equipping single parents and trying to support and encourage marriage in a society that marriage is largely more and more becoming anachronistic. We're trying to make those changes.
What happens? What do you think St. Louis would look like if we were successful in educating as many, young mothers, young families, and helping them with the resources they need? What do you think what kind of difference would that make for St. Louis?
Well, obviously, short term, it's going to take it's a long term endeavor. This is not the type of thing that we're going to do this jump in and within a month or within even 2 years, everything's going to be turned around. Yeah. Changing lives is a slow process, and we have to understand ultimately, changing hearts is a miraculous process. That's only something the Holy Spirit can do.
Amen.
But yet we try to be faithful with it. And I think that, again, long term, our Lord is capable of doing things beyond our ability to imagine. So it's hard for me to paint a picture of what it's going to be like, or what it could potentially be like. But we are talking about issues of, potentially that not only the, single parenthood and things like that being addressed, but ultimately we're talking about if children are being raised with discipline and support from the parents and encouraged in their education, then we're talking about long-term dealing with unemployment issues that are rampant in many areas, including South St. Louis, where we are, and in our part of South St. Louis, I should say. So other areas of South St. Louis, not so much, but where we are in Fox Park in that area, yeah. There's one, you talk to the people today, the adults in the area, what are the needs? Top three needs, jobs, jobs, jobs. But a lot of it is really behind us, skills to have jobs, that many of them don't realize that that's a greater need. But long-term, it could be addressing those sorts of things. It's all sorts of the social issues that are really being torn apart because that fabric of the family is being destroyed.
If you start with that foundation of family and the solid foundation in Christ, that faith, then that has a long-term effect on the community as a whole and the issues that the community faces.
Andy, one of the things I think that is key for this sort of dream that we have to happen, this long-term, is that although Thrive is excellent in providing the education and the support and the resources, they know that they can't provide those relationships, those long-term relationships with these families that a church can provide. And so that's why they've actively sought out that connection. And that's what we're excited about as Emmaus, is having the opportunity to get to know these people who many times are from different backgrounds, different socioeconomic status, different cultures. They have different ways of doing things, of thinking about things. We've learned a lot since we've started connecting with Thrive last May. And being able to form relationships so that one family can have a positive influence on another family, or can learn a new way of thinking, can open our minds a little bit to the way that life is in different cultures, that we don't always have the best way of doing things. We're not always right. And so that's part of my vision, I think, for making this happen. And like we've said, it takes a long time getting to know people over time. But that's what we try and do on a congregational level. And with the volunteers that we ask for, that you stay and listen to stories and talk to people and get to know them. It's not all about, hi, my name's Rebecca, let me share the gospel with you right away.
And then go
home.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's, who are you? Tell me about your life. Tell me about what you've gone through and your struggles. I will pray for you. And I know a great God that can do great things and who provides salvation and comfort and hope.
And it's more than just he cares for you. Because he cares for you, I care for you
exactly.
too.
Exactly. Right. And it's being his hands. It's being the visual part of that love.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
Thank you.
When we, you brought up that we don't all think about things in the same way. We don't all think about, we have differences. We think about things in from a different perspective in a different way. What is it that enables you to, as you so boldly said, we're not always right. We may not necessarily, our way may not always be the right way. How is it that you're able to get into that way of thinking? What is it that frees you to think that way?
Well, you have to remember that we are all created by the same God, that we all come from the same place. We have been influenced by different things over our lifetime, and we're all sinners, and we all have the opportunity for forgiveness through Christ. And so you have to start there. And you have to have a willing heart just to listen and to realize that if somebody's been taught something over and over again, that's what they're going to believe. Even in my own life experience, I've realized there's been a lot of things that I've been taught and believed over the years. And now in my older adulthood, I'm realizing maybe that wasn't quite right.
Whether it's based on truth or not, just because you've been taught it over and over again and lived in a culture that's saturated in it,
right,
doesn't necessarily mean that it's true or that it's the best.
And I'm learning too, the more people that we meet through Thrive, is that we have to be careful with our language. And when we talk about love as middle class Lutherans, we know what that means because we've experienced it, most of us, throughout our life. Other people's definition of love can be quite different. So you often have to get at the root of what people mean when they use certain language. So there's just a lot. There's a big learning curve with this type of partnership. Mm.
I'd like to talk with Thrive. We've heard, Carla, we've heard from Pastor why it's important to him that he be involved. And we get that sense from Rebecca, too, why they're involved, why Emmaus is involved. Carla, what brought you to Thrive? What is it that what led you to get involved with Thrive, and now this is your life's work?
That's a good question, and I'm very, very grateful as a registered nurse to be involved with a Christian organization. I grew up Lutheran. I was raised in a Lutheran home, and I probably about 15 years ago took a job opportunity to become a parish nurse in one of the congregations here on the south side of St. Louis. And I love working in the church. I love the connection between faith and health, the opportunity to pass along the news that if you're not feeling well and if you've got a health issue, you're sick with cancer or some sort of a chronic illness, it's looking to our Heavenly Father for rest, assurance, and for healing. And so when this opportunity to work for Thrive came about, I thought, what better place to be able to use my gifts and talents as a nurse and also my faith to work with these women who are hurting, who may not know Jesus. And here again, too, it was my opportunity to be able to make that connection with them. Hmm.
And how long have you been with Thrive St. Louis now?
Going on 2 years.
What have you learned over those 2 years? That has it turned out to be what you anticipated it would be?
You know, it hasn't, to be perfectly honest. I have been so blessed in my faith life just being able to sit down with a woman who is hurting, to be able to share with her that we have a magnificent, wonderful Heavenly Father who wants to carry your burdens, and then to be able to offer that peace of mind to her, the same peace of mind that I carry with me. Like Rebecca shared, all of our people come from different backgrounds, and it's an opportunity to find out if they have a close relationship with God, and if they don't, that there is a God that cares and there is a God that wants to heal them. And so here's an opportunity such as Thrive. It creates a bridge between being able to care for them psychologically, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. It's a great bridge.
Cares for the whole person.
Exactly. It cares for the whole person. It cares for the whole family. Because even though you might be ministering to that mom who is maybe 6 or 7 weeks pregnant and she's very, very unsure, we have the opportunity to share options with her and options that will possibly make her decide, yes, I do want to go ahead and carry this baby. And we walk alongside. We do not provide prenatal care, but we provide the free pregnancy tests, the ultrasounds, and STD testing. And then because of this program and other programs that we have, but primarily Parent University, we have the opportunity to walk alongside with these girls, with their families, to offer them the best that we have to offer by way of spirituality and medicine put together.
And the education and the caring just relationship that you, it sounds like you have with them.
Exactly.
We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue our conversations. There's so much more to ask, so much more to learn about our friends at Thrive St. Louis and Emmaus Lutheran Church. Stick around for more conversations on Faith and Family right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of Inspiration in Action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
Here's one of those news stories that may challenge your Christian attitude toward others. A school district in Southern California held a functional skills program at Patriot High School. It was designed to teach students life skills they'll need when they're on their own. Someone there had the bright idea to have the special needs class sort through trash bins for recyclables. The parents didn't take this lying down. They said it was humiliating to their children and needlessly exposed them to germs. The heated meeting ended with the superintendent making a public apology and, of course, stopping the program. Sadly, some knuckle-dragging individual sees kids with autism and Down syndrome as less than fully human. These kids have tons of potential and should be encouraged to grow and learn.
Check out Life Issues on Facebook and stay more informed than you've ever been.
Hi, I'm Mark Hawkinson with an invitation for you to join me over the weekday noon hour for Moments of Assurance, your lunchtime spiritual recipe. You'll enjoy encouraging scriptures, a bit of Bible history and trivia, news items, humor, the kids' corner, and more, all mixed in with faith-strengthening sacred music, a blend just right for your midday hour. So join me, won't you? That's Moments of Assurance over the weekday noontime hour here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
KFUO embracing today's technologies to bring the good news message of Christ to the world. Listening to worldwide KFUO on the go with your smartphone doesn't mean you have to walk around with earbuds all day. You can Bluetooth or sync up to listen in your car while driving anywhere. There are many easy ways to listen to worldwidekfuo.org. On the air, online, and on demand, the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.
Have you ever thought about becoming a Worldwide KFUO Day sponsor? There are plenty of reasons to do so. Perhaps a birthday, an anniversary, celebration of a baptism, confirmation, graduation, any event. It's easy. Just call Mary or Joni at 1-800-844-0524. That's 800-844-0524. And become a Worldwide KFUO Day sponsor today.
Those were the first words spoken on KFUO. But before those words could even be broadcast, it took a group of volunteers and supporters to cover the cost of constructing our very first radio facility.
On this occasion, we also wish to express our hearty thanks to all Christians who have given or pledged their contributions toward the erection and upkeep of this station.
Since those historic words, KFUO has relied on supporters to bring us through our first 90 years. And KFUO continues to need your support to move forward into our next. Will you prayerfully consider supporting the worldwide outreach of KFUO with a gift today? For a suggested gift of $90 or more, we'll say thank you with a collector's edition 90th anniversary I Lutheran t-shirt. To give your gift, contact Joni or Mary at 314-996-1512. Thank you for your continued support and prayers for Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Today we are talking with our friends from Thrive St. Louis and Emmaus Lutheran Church here in St. Louis, and the partnership between the two. And we've had a chance to hear from everybody, except we haven't heard a whole lot from Brenda yet. And we've got to hear Carla's story about how she got involved with Thrive. Brenda, what brought you to Thrive? How did you get connected, and why has this become an important part of your life?
Well, I have always had a servant heart, and God had laid on me that I always had a soft spot for young women and children. And through the years, I just knew I wanted to get connected. So an opportunity came in front of me that I could start volunteering for Thrive. And so I volunteered for 3 years, a little over 3 years, actually, and started with the Parent University classes and quickly fell in love with the girls, with the children, and all the dynamics that go with that. I became so passionate with it that then a job opportunity came up, and I applied for it, and I was blessed with that job. And now I am the best choice manager. I oversee the sexual integrity program in the schools, public and private, and then organizations. Anybody who would like to be affiliated with us and know our abstinence program.
Well, let's take a look at those programs. You described two programs, Parent University and then also Best Choice Sexual Integrity. Let's talk about those. Walk us through Parent University.
Sure. Is what happens is once the center has verified that they are pregnant and they need some help, they are encouraged to join our Parent University classes. Parent University classes are meant to educate and equip. A lot of this has to do with some of these girls have never been exposed to just basic life skills. And so therefore, teaching them and taking them through the process of what it is to be a mom and how she can learn to support her child through just good decision-making, goal-setting, discipline, parenting, And then also bringing in the father in that scenario as well, and giving him the support that he needs, not only in that parenting side, but also just as a man, what it is to be a father and how his role is so important and really kind of guides the family through the life process. So we try to give them as many classes as we can as and support in the areas that they need. So the classes are, it's a 46-week program.
Wow.
And so we try to hit every avenue that they would possibly need, budgeting and financing as well with this. Just making good choices, healthier choices.
Now, when you say classes, you know, in some of our minds, when we hear that word class, we picture a classroom sitting down with someone lecturing in the front of the room, and we've all got our pencils or we're taking notes. What does a parent university class usually look like? What's the environment like?
Sure.
And how is that conducted?
It is a casual class, and it just depends on the setting, how much room we have. It could be that we're sitting around in a circle and talking. It depends on how many people are attending that particular class. But we're giving them information. Sometimes we bring in speakers from outside that maybe are experts on marriage and relationship. So they not only just hear the words from us, they're also hearing it from another Christian viewpoint. And so it's that constant reinforcement that they're mm-hmm. getting in that process. So with that, we also want to create an open environment as far as questions, so they can ask what's on their mind or on their heart, and then also for them to start making a connection with other people in the class, knowing that they are not alone in their walk. And that they do, there are other people that are in their same situation, and we can all learn from each other.
I can imagine once they are involved in the class for a while and they start building those relationships, that is certainly motivation for them to come back regularly. What is it that gets them, you know, that motivates them to come to the classes to begin with?
Several different things. I think it is definitely the connection that they're making, not only with the lead instructors, but with everyone else. And then we also, when they come to class, they can earn points. And points are earned through attendance, from doing for doing homework, for attending class or church. And is what we try to do if they're not involved in a church, get them connected with a church. So that's why it's so important for us to be in that church setting, to have that support of that congregation. It speaks volumes to these women that these people really don't even know us, and they're so willing to help us. So it's just such a win-win situation for not only us, but for the clients as well.
And who teaches parent university classes?
We have volunteers that come from all walks of life. Some of them are professional business people. Some are teachers. Some are homemakers. And they just have a heart for teaching these women and men.
And so this is one of the ways that Emmaus Lutheran Church has partnered with Thrive, correct? With
Absolutely.
The parent university.
Absolutely.
So classes like this would happen at a congregation like Emmaus, and how is the congregation involved in those classes?
Well, if they choose to be involved, they can volunteer, they can support by just being there and being another resource for them. They can also teach at different times throughout the year for classes, maybe an interest that they have that they would like to share. Also support through meals, donation of bottled water. We try to have something for them to snack on while they're there, or a meal to share, to get that community sense.
Mm-hmm. There is something about gathering around a meal, isn't it, that opens up conversation and that helps us just relax and talk.
Absolutely.
Sit back and talk. Looking at, we've talked about parent university a little bit. Let's talk now about the Best Choice Sexual Integrity Program that you mentioned earlier.
Sure. This is a program that we go into public and private schools, and we teach an abstinence message. we're in a point in our society where our children don't even know that abstinence is a true option for them. So it becomes a part of sharing that so they know that that is a possible choice for them. And then as well as teaching them it's important to keep yourself safe. So we see 6th grade all the way through 12th grade. They each have their own curriculum that we teach. We talk about healthy relationships, goal setting. We talk about the male and female anatomy. We talk about the media and how it influences our choices and what goes in is affecting us, even though we don't think it's affecting our choices, but it does. We cover sexually transmitted disease and infections. And then we talk about boundaries and refusal skills. And we do this all in a very fun way, an educational way. Our program is science-based, medically accurate, so we can logically take them through the steps of making this choice without sitting there going, no, no, no. And these are things that they can understand.
Hmm.
And so they're much more receptive. I have 6 educators. They are very fun and edgy and young, and it makes it so easy for the students to relate to them, open up, where if it was a teacher teaching this, that's just too close to home. They see them on a regular basis, and this is a hot topic for them. And so they're not going to open up like they do to my educators.
What are some of the responses that you've received from the students who've been in the best choice programs? Any responses that you hear from the educators?
Oh, yes, we hear all things, but so many times it's just so interesting because the first thing they'll say is, wow, I didn't know that. I'm so glad you're here, or I wish you could have been here earlier because I've made some choices that I'm not proud of. The beautiful thing about abstinence is if you've made a poor choice, from that day forward, you can choose to be abstinent. So you're not used goods. You're not damaged anything. It's now a new day, a new choice, and a way to move forward. So it's a renewal. The program is a renewal for them.
In both settings, from Thrive and from EMAS, we've heard that it takes a lot of people, a lot of caring people to do what you do, to provide the education, the relationships. Let's go back to Emmaus. You mentioned earlier that you don't have a lot of manpower at Emmaus, but you have people who really care, who are passionate about caring for human life, that showing respect for God's gift of human life. What does it take to do the work that you do at Emmaus when it comes to your partnership with Thrive?
Hey, I can speak to that. Again, Emmaus provides the space for the classes. We try and have a representative from Emmaus there every week to have consistency, again, because we're trying to form relationships. And we have formed a calendar for sponsorships, really is what I'd like to see going mm-hmm. forward. We have a different church that has sponsored each Thursday night. I shouldn't say each. We do have one that we're still trying to fill. But ideally, we wanted a different church throughout St. Louis and the suburbs and the cities, or even in Illinois across the river, to be able to say, this is the night that we're going to send some of our members to help provide childcare and or provide a meal for the families that are there. And because we need generally about 4 to 6 childcare volunteers, as well as people to prepare the food, there's a number of people that we need for each Thursday. And that's why we continue to try and reach out to different congregations or even individual volunteers to let them know that we never have a full schedule, a full calendar of people. We're always looking for more to plug in when someone isn't able to be there. Or as I mentioned, we still have like a third Thursday of the month that's open. We'd like to find a sponsorship for that. But what I love about talking to people about this opportunity is that we're not in a position to beg for help. What we're doing is we're trying to connect people that already have a heart for children and families and communities. But they might be in a position where they're not the type of person that wants to walk the sidewalk outside of Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. They don't have the time, or maybe they don't feel confident enough to volunteer for Thrive. But if they can hold a baby for an hour and a half on a Thursday night,
who doesn't love to hold a baby?
Hard service, but needs to be done.
If they can put a puzzle together with a five-year-old, if they can put together Sloppy Joes to feed about 30 people, then this is their opportunity. And that those small individual efforts have a long-term tremendous effect on the people that we serve. Every Thursday, we have people who go through the line to get the meal and say, "Wow, I can't believe you guys are doing this. This is so great. Thank you for providing this meal for us." And I almost always am able to say, "Actually, it's not us. It's friends of our church that are helping us tonight," or "This is the person that's providing the food." They're very grateful for the volunteers that come, for the food that's provided. And so we have opportunities. We're not needy, but we have a way of connecting what's in people's hearts already as baptized Christians, baptized children of God who want to love and serve, but they're not really sure how. We have a great opportunity for them to do that at Emmaus.
Hmm. Well, how can folks get connected? And you mentioned that third Thursday, there's still a spot
Absolutely.
There that could be filled.
Yeah. As the volunteer recruiter, I'm the one who keeps track of the calendar. They can contact me directly. My number is 314-229-1134. The Emmaus website, which is another place that they could go and find our more information, is www.emmaus-stl.org. Or even the direct church number is 314-776-1274. So lots of ways to get in touch, volunteer. And my email address is rbmayes@gmail.com. So plenty of options.
You certainly provided some options for us there to get connected. From the Thrive perspective, what are the needs of Thrive? And how can our listeners find out more and support Thrive?
Andy, my office is primarily volunteers. We have a small skeletal staff of medical people, but I have the proud opportunity to manage 90% of my staff are volunteers. So therefore, I am in need of somebody who likes admin, the data entry of records into the computer, people who are warm and friendly and maybe would like to offer counseling. And then also I am in need of people to work in our resource shop. Brenda Petruso just a second ago talked about the gathering of these points. We do have a quote unquote retail opportunity for our girls to shop in our store, and I am in need of a shop girl at this time. So we do have, like Rebecca said, just somebody with a servant heart, somebody just wanting to volunteer and has a heart for the unborn, a heart for children, and a heart for the families.
So the students who participate in these programs can earn points then and use those points in the shop. Is that correct?
That is correct. A lot of our moms do not buy diapers for an entire year because they are able to attend class, they gather their points, and then they shop in our store for diapers, wipes, clothing, and other baby furnishings as well.
What a great approach that provides that motivation to keep coming back and provides the for an earthly need as well. And trust me, if anybody here knows how important diapers are, we have a 16-month-old, and I've seen plenty of them in the last year. Well, so certainly folks can support as volunteers. Did you say diapers as well? Do you need diapers?
Sure. We our store consists of diapers and wipes. We like gently used clothing as well as brand new, and also baby furnishings such as pack and plays, newborn car seats. Mm-hmm.
So yes, there is definitely a need. And keep in mind too, there are two other centers in addition to mine who also have their resource shops as well.
Well, very good. So how can we find out more about Thrive and find out about opportunities to volunteer or make donations?
Sure. Our main telephone number is area code 314-783-3040. And just go ahead and listen to the prompts, and you can be transferred for either making an appointment to see one of our professionals or prompted to make a donation. Our website is www.thrivealivestl.org.
Thrivealivestl.org. That'll take you to the Thrive St. Louis website.
Yes.
And find out more about opportunities and get connected with you all and provide opportunities to volunteer, to make a donation. All great stuff. What if a congregation wants to take a step like Emmaus has done? And same thing?
Same thing. They can go ahead and if there's a congregation that is willing to get involved, I will certainly pass their information on to Rebecca. If they would like to take that third Thursday that she was referring to on her calendar, or if they as a church would like to just come to our center and volunteer for a day. And we have several organizations that come in and just do that. They do a work day, or if there is an individual that would like to step forward and volunteer who has a heart for the unborn, for moms and children and families.
With just about a minute and a half, a story here from Emmaus to help us see how this has been helpful, how this has made a difference in the life of even just one individual.
One evening I was staying after a class, and there was a young woman that was there after everyone else left. She was waiting for a ride, and I could just tell that she wanted to talk, and so I stuck around, and we chatted for a while, and she shared with me her story. She was very recently pregnant, probably no more than 6 or 7 weeks along, and she had previously been in Planned Parenthood. Her support group, her network had all said, this is the way to go. This is what you should do. You know, you can't raise this baby. Her mom had gone with her and was kind of that mindset too, but this young woman did not want to be there, did not want to go through with it. And her mother, bless her heart, said, if you don't want to, you don't have to. And she left. And outside the door was a mobile unit from Thrive, and lovely, kind people there to help move her in the right direction, to give her information, plugged her into a parent university class. And that's how she found herself at Emmaus and in those classes and hearing God's word and forming relationships with the people there. So that's one of the stories that sticks out in my mind.
Just a great example of how the Holy Spirit works to provide those opportunities to change our hearts, change our minds. Thanks be to God for that mother who said, you don't have to do this.
Amen.
And she walked out that door and found the great folks from Thrive. And man, what a great approach to have that mobile unit right there when someone so needs to hear, so needs that education, the answers to the questions that they have, to really hear the truth that this is a child. This is a human. This is an important life.
Yeah. Wow. Wonderful thing too, with Thrive and with their partnership, and you know, seeking a partnership with a church like we have with Emmaus, and that too is that not only are we able to help care for them, but then also have that message of the forgiveness of Christ, because often this unplanned pregnancy comes with guilt, and to say, hey, our Lord has already borne that guilt, and He suffered and died on the cross for you, and rose again that you can have new life. And to be able to connect that to these women who are hurting because of that situation, it's wonderful beyond what we can really describe. I mean,
Well, thank you all for being my guest today. We are out of time. Brenda Petruso, Carla Hagen from Thrive St. Louis, thanks so much for being my guests here today on Faith and Family.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Pastor Helwig and Rebecca Mays from Emmaus Lutheran Church, thanks so much for being my guests today on Faith and Family.
Thank you, Andy. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks, Andy.
Go check it out. We'll post the archive online as well on our website, kfuo.org, and we'll provide some links to their websites and resources as well. Go check it out, kfuo.org. Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word with Pastor Whedon right here on Worldwide KFUO.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.